Well, the Scotsman clad in kilt left a bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he drank more than his share. He stumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, then he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring-ding-diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-da-diddly-i-o, he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring-ding-diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-da-diddly-i-o, I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring-ding-diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-da-diddly-i-o, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring-ding-diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-da-diddly-i-o, around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind a bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize." Ring-ding-diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-da-diddly-i-o, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. I sung that song for you, baby. For every inch of you. But especially, most especially, because I adore your cock. I love every little thing about it. I love how it looks, how it feels, how it tastes. I love hearing, oh, that delicious Scottish accent as I go down on you and I take that eensy weensy teeny tiny micro penis between my lips and I suck it. I suck on it and swirl it around with my tongue, flicking that tiny eensy weensy little Scottish cock. Oh, God. I crave it. I crave running my lips and tongue all over it. Tasting it. Being able to pinch it between my lips and roll it around with my tongue. I'm getting wet just thinking about it. Say nothing of the fact, that I can just run my pussy up and down your little micro penis. Can roll it around my clit and come so fucking hard. Oh, God. I'll feel you between the lips of my cunt. Bucking your hips against me, baby. Oh, God, that's what I need. I need that teeny tiny insy weensy little cock, please. Oh God, I just want it. I want it in my mouth. Oh, and I want to run my cunt up and down it. Fuck. Gets me so wet thinking about you moaning and talking to me in that delicious Scottish accent. I know. If I found you beside the road, I couldn't tie a little blue ribbon around it. Unless I include those nice big balls of yours. But baby, baby, to me, your micro penis is one first prize already. Oh, God, baby. I crave it. I need it. I need to fucking lick and suck and fuck that tiny little cock. It feels amazing when you rub it against my clit. I come so fucking hard. I just wanted you to know. Some girls say big cocks are where it's at. And then they get all stretched out. And all they can ever fuck again are big cocks. I say, micro penises all the way. Oh. I've got to have it. So why don't you come over here? Make me stop squirming. And let me squirm on something else for a change.